I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.
Veterans are who we are, what we talk about, who we fight for. This podcast sheds light on real issues facing our veterans. It informs the uninformed. It celebrates their triumphs and provides hope to those fighting a silent battle. This is Upholding Valor. Welcome. I'm Jill Atwood, your host for Upholding Valor, with probably one of our most important podcasts to date. COVID-19 has invaded the United States. VA, more specifically VA healthcare, is leading the charge on containing and treating the COVID pandemic and may likely assist the civilian healthcare sector as we move into fourth mission mode of emergency management. The surge of sick patients seems inevitable. Screening and care isolation protocols are in place. Visitation is limited. Campuses are on lockdown to prevent the spread of the virus. No one, and I mean this sincerely, no one is working harder than our incredible VA employees who are stepping up in the name of veterans while trying to maintain their own safety. I am so proud to work for this organization. The things I have seen over the last couple of weeks. Every day, we monitor bed counts, the number of veterans being tested, the number of veterans positive for COVID, and we talk about how we can do more and get more on behalf of our veterans and employees. Right now, we have 44 veterans across the country that have tested positive. Sadly, one has passed away in the Portland area, and that number is sure to rise. That's just right this moment. My number could be off by a couple already. The big push right now is limiting people on VA campuses and clinics. As we mentioned before, we are telling veterans not to come, but we still need to treat them if they are having symptoms. How does that happen? We also have stressed veterans out there that still need our mental health professionals. We know we have to limit contact, and the way VA is tackling that is through a virtual healthcare. We are telling our veterans, call ahead. Who are they talking to? What advice do they need? How can we keep them from infecting other folks? It's with virtual healthcare. Joining me right now is Jeff Scott, and Jeff is the facility telehealth manager here in Salt Lake City. He works at the VA Salt Lake City healthcare system, and he's going to talk to us about VA telehealth options and VA Video Connect. Jeff, I've been hearing so much about this, and I've been trying to promote it as much as possible. I mean, this is critical right now.
Hi, Jill. Yes, it is absolutely critical. The VA telehealth system that we've got up and running is perfect for this type of pandemic. It will also carry over into regular VA appointments when they get when this is over. The great thing about this is you can call your provider and ask for a VA Video Connect. You can do it over your smartphone, over your laptop, over your desktop at home. You can do it in your car. You can stay safe where you are. Mm-hmm. The great thing about it as well is it keeps our staff safe as well, keeps us from getting infected as well, so we can take care of the veterans.
Is it hard to use? I mean, we have some, you know, our older veterans might not be as tech savvy, and I think that's the worry. You immediately say computer or cell phone, FaceTime, you know, whatever, right. and they just say, I can't do it.
No, actually, the what I've been hearing, the feedback is we send them a link mm-hmm. through their email, mm-hmm. and almost everybody has email now. Mm-hmm. They click on the link, and boom, there it is.
Okay.
The only thing they do have to have is a smartphone and an email address.
So have you seen an uptick? I mean, tell me what you're seeing in the hospital. Tell me how you've been preparing. Tell me, you know, what you're telling your other telehealth coordinators. Yeah. How are things running?
So this VA Video Connect has been going on for about 18 months now, and we've been working providers and veterans into getting used to this because it's going to be a way of telehealth in the future.
Yeah.
So some of the providers are really grabbing it and running with it. One of our providers did probably 5 or 6 visits yesterday by virtual care, and it's worked out really well for them and the veterans. The veterans are sitting in their home talking, having a regular visit, mm-hmm. and we are treating it as a medical room. When we go into this video conferencing, it's like they're going into a VA exam room, shutting the door, and it's just you and them. Mm-hmm. But the great thing about it is, too, is you can have others involved in it, and they don't have to be with you. You can involve your aunt in Oklahoma or your mother that's in New York that may be concerned about your health.
So what is the difference in the types of things that can be accomplished over this virtual health care? So the difference between, say, telehealth, where they'd have to go to a clinic and right. be in a room, versus VA Video Connect, where they can just sit at home on their cell phone.
Right. Well, we do have a program within virtual health care. It's home telehealth. And veterans can take their blood pressure, their weight, their blood sugars, their oxygenation, mm-hmm. and it can be transferred to their healthcare record, and they can be seen in real time. So that's one thing great about it. This virtual care, I mean, there's nothing greater right now than this COVID-19 pandemic to be able to surge with this. Mm-hmm. They can sit at their home, hit a link that's sent to them. They mm-hmm. don't have to do anything but open their email, hit the link, put their phone or their computer in front of them, and have a virtual visit with their provider.
So how is it working with the COVID? So someone doesn't feel well. We're telling yep. them not to come. We're telling them to, they would call their provider first, correct?
Correct, yes.
Okay, so walk me through the process. Hypothetically, I'm a veteran and I don't feel well. What do I need to do?
So what you could do is you could call into your PCP here mm-hmm. And tell them that you're not feeling well, and then the MSA should say, well, we can have a VA video connect with you so you can virtually see your provider. A couple things they'll ask them is, do you have a smartphone? What kind of smartphone it is, and you'd have an email address. And if they answer yes to those three, even if they don't have an email address, we can hook them up with an email address, walk them through it. We have a national telehealth desk that is incredible. I know that they've spent an hour and a half with a veteran getting them connected, and they got them connected, and they mm-hmm. were in Vernal, Utah. So, you know, resources out there are kind of limited
sure.
just because they're rural. So you would call. They say, yes, we can set you up at 11:45 with your VA Video Connect. They send a link to the provider. They send a link to the veteran. They both click on the link at the same, or within, you know, minutes of each other. Mm-hmm. They come up face-to-face. Hi, how are you doing? The great thing is it's not just a telephone call. It's I'm looking at you and saying, geez, you are looking a little peaked. Mm-hmm. You're a little short of breath when we're talking to you. How are you feeling?
Mm-hmm. They ask all the COVID-19 screening
absolutely.
Questions.
Absolutely, yep. Have you been traveling to any of the areas? Have you been around anybody that's been diagnosed with it? Mm-hmm. What are your symptoms? Some of the COVID-19 don't have any symptoms, but that's a great thing to be able to look at somebody.
Right.
Instead of over the telephone, you can't tell what they look like. So
what have you seen thus far? Have you experienced a connection like that? What on a day-to-day basis, what are you seeing since this? Well, it's been what? 2 weeks now? Really, mm-hmm. really, it seems like the last almost week, it's really ramped up.
Absolutely, absolutely. And VA is, again, like you said, leading the charge on this. Mm-hmm. We're getting all our primary care providers, all VA Video Connect qualified within mm-hmm. Another week or so.
Okay.
So we're going to have the appointments out there for them. And what I've been seeing, again, I've seen providers doing, you know, 4 to 6 to 7 of these VA Video Connects per day.
Mm-hmm.
So.
And that's stopping 6 to 7 if they bring one guest, a good 15 people from
sure.
coming on campus.
Absolutely. And that's just one provider.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you multiply that by the number of providers we have, which is, you know, gosh, I don't even know, but just say 50. I mean, you're saving 500 people from coming in here.
Right. And they probably, I'm not a provider, but I would assume they might feel even more productive that way, having the ability to maybe see more patients this way.
Absolutely. Because, and VA Video Connect is not for everybody. Mm-hmm. You know, I'll say that, but it's going to be for that person that you know what? I want to see you. But I don't want you here in person. So mm-hmm. I can see you on the video and say, yeah, you're not looking well. You're breathing heavy. I can hear it. And, you know, as a veteran myself, and is you as well. Sometimes, oh, I'm fine. But when somebody else is looking at us without, you know, judgment, they're going, mm-hmm. no, you're not really that fine. So that's the good thing about this. The other great thing is, again, like I say, if you do have a face-to-face appointment and you go outside, your dog ran away, your kid is sick, mm-hmm. you have a flat tire, you can call up and say, you know what, I'm not going to be able to make my 9 o'clock appointment. Hey, do you have a smartphone? Do you have mm-hmm. email? Do you have this? We can do a VA Video Connect instead so you don't lose your appointment. And that keeps the providers productive as well so they don't have that gap. Where they're not seeing somebody, they're, you know, they can see the walk-ins, but you know, they've made this appointment for this person at this time mm-hmm. so that they can see them. So that's the other great thing. It can be done on the fly.
I want to point out too, cause I work in communications for VA, obviously, to be patient with VA Video Connect in this virtual world, because everyone's virtual right now.
Yes.
Everyone
That's,
in yeah. the world. And so it's slowing things down. And so sometimes it may be glitchy. There might be a point in time during the day when it doesn't work. Don't panic. Keep trying. There's always someone working on it to fix
Absolutely.
It. Off hours. So I just want to put that out there because we're pushing it hard and everybody's trying to do this virtual connection right now. So I wouldn't want someone to quit trying just because we had a fail in the system.
Absolutely.
For
yes.
a moment.
Yes.
So Jeff, talk to me, because you're up in the thick of things right now in the medical center. And I know telehealth is your lane, but what are you seeing? How are you feeling about this? I mentioned in the beginning of the podcast just how VA employees are coming together and stepping up and getting it done. What's it like to be a part of that?
Well, absolutely. You know, walking around delivering these cameras and microphones and speakers, second monitors to the providers and people that are renewing these VA. The halls are quite empty, actually.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not seeing as many veterans walking around. I'm not seeing many veterans hanging out because this is a gathering place.
Yeah.
You know, so I'm seeing that. I'm seeing everybody, you know, coming through the gates that we have. Mm-hmm. I've seen people there that are doing their job, you know, helping us stay safe here at work while also getting the veterans the help they need right at the gate. So I do like that.
Game faces are on.
Absolutely. And everybody's out there. One good thing is when I leave here late at night, 5:30, Foothill traffic is fairly light. So that's kind of a nice thing. Because, like you say, everybody, all the universities are doing virtual classes. Public schools are doing virtual classes. And then the people that aren't doing virtual classes, they're gaming, which takes up a lot of things like that as well. So you're right. The entire world is on this.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
And, I mean, I'm proud to be a part of this mission, even
Absolutely.
Though it's a scary, uncertain time, and I'm sure you are. Let's talk a little bit about what we're doing here at the facility to keep you protected, and please chime in. Jeff mentioned that, you know, we're screening everybody
Yes.
that comes on campus. So our employees have one entrance, our veterans have another entrance. We have people out there volunteering a lot of times on overtime, Yep. overnights, just screening, asking those pertinent questions
Yes.
and just making sure everyone's safe. We do ask that you limit visitation and visitors that you bring with you for your outpatient appointments. It's so, so important. Unless you need someone to help you and they're a dedicated caregiver or, you know, just someone you have to have there, please don't bring anybody with you. It's so
Yeah.
important to limit the amount of people here. And then also, we're not letting anyone who's under the age of 18 on our campus. And that's because they may have it and not know it and
Yep.
not exhibit any symptoms at all and could be spreading that virus.
Yes, absolutely.
So
the other great thing, how we are forward thinking here is that we're already preparing for when we do get our first case. I mean, it's not when. It's not if, it's when.
Absolutely. Talk to me a little bit about that. What you know, anyway.
So what we're already talking about through various services is getting some iPads for that veteran that's sick in the room that can't have any visitors, but they'll have an iPad. And we'll have offices here on campus where they can come and still have a visit. And that's important. You know,
it's absolutely,
absolutely important. They can still be here and feel connected. And through that VA Video Connect and that type of technology, that's the great thing about it, is they can still feel as though they're part of their loved ones, veterans, healthcare.
Right.
Decision making, things like that for them.
Yeah, and it is hard because we've shut down all the nursing homes as well.
Yes.
So no visitors for those most vulnerable patients is so, so important. But listening to the chief of staff yesterday, the constant bed counts, the negative pressure beds that we'll need for eventual positive patients.
Yeah.
We have emergency tents set up. I mean, they're constantly thinking, float pool staff, where are we going to get extra staff from?
Yes.
So always a few days ahead.
Yep. The leadership here is very proactive. Set up incident command in a quick and timely manner. They're, always forward thinking. How can we take care of veterans this way?
Yeah.
And again, the iPad was the one that came up. Well, how are we going to clean it? We can put it in a plastic bag, throw the bag away, wipe it down with alcohol, and the next person can use it as well. We are thinking about protecting, each and every veteran as well as the employees. So, and I will say, when this first started, where we shut down the entrances, the people that were coming through in those first few days, they were, I couldn't even count on one hand how many people were felt as though their life was interrupted. Mm-hmm. I mean, they were thanking us. It was really, really great. Waving,
very
still had a smile.
Yeah.
Yep. Still had a smile on their face. So
one thing I want to note too, because the big fear is our healthcare system will be not just VA, but the whole healthcare system across the nation will be overrun. So it's like, how can we preserve beds? How can we preserve that personal protective equipment? And what all the hospitals have done, including VA, is just postpone elective surgeries.
Yes.
So that that frees up that post-operative space, and it also frees up all that staff that would be dedicated to that post-operative care. They can then be deployed to help care for potentially sick COVID patients in the future. So, yeah, it's been kind of a fine-oiled machine around here, thank goodness, because it is a time of uncertainty, and I know that directors and healthcare administrators across the country are in constant contact and communicating with each other, and how can we work together, share resources, and make sure we're set. So, okay, let's talk about VA Video Connect one more time. Let's remind folks what they need to do if they're not feeling well, or they just don't want to come to campus and they have an appointment.
Sure. And even if they're just trying to protect their loved ones, maybe they have, maybe they have elderly parents at home or very young children.
Mm-hmm.
It's a great tool that we're using. A lot of our docs are really getting on board with it and using it to the max. You can call in and say, I'd like to turn this into a VA Video Connect, I've heard. Is there a chance I can do that? And they'll ask you a couple questions. Do you have a smartphone? Do you have a computer or a tablet with a microphone and a camera on it that you can talk to somebody with? And it's that simple. It's not FaceTime, where you can, but it's pretty close because you get a link, you click on the link, and there you are.
It's right there.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
Then,
and I'd like to say the other great thing is about the VA Video Connect is if we're here in Salt Lake taking care of a veteran in Vernal and something happens while they're having this VA Video Connect session and the provider feels as though they have to call 911, it's already linked into the VA Video Connect appointment. The veteran puts in their address where they're at because we don't know what Vernal's 911 is.
Sure.
And if there's something that happens, we can still call 911. Even though we're in Salt Lake, we can still call 911 for people in Vernal or Colorado or wherever we're doing these VA Video Connects. Salt Lake, it doesn't matter. So that's another great thing that the VA is doing is that, we can still provide emergency services through VA Video Connect.
Jeff, thanks so much for dropping everything. I know you're really busy right now and taking a few minutes to explain it because I know it's so important. It's all I've been hearing. Virtual healthcare, we have to push it.
Yes.
We have to get it out there. So thank you so much. And also for any other information on what VA is doing to help prevent the spread of COVID-19, va.gov has everything you need to know, everything that we've talked about screening protocols, visitation, etc. So va.gov is that website. Thanks for joining us today for Upholding Valor. Stay safe, take care of each other, and most of all, be kind. This is Jill Atwood. I am a VA employee, Army veteran, and a veteran of Desert Storm. This is all very personal to me. There is no greater mission than to serve and fight for those who fought for us. Thanks for listening and thanks for caring. If you enjoyed our podcast, please subscribe or rate us, or better yet, tell a vet and tell a friend to tune in by texting veterans to 57500 or go to ksl360.com/veterans. VA is honored to serve you. Talk to you next time.